picture a hunter. He's wearing camouflage, holding a gun, maybe has a deer in his sights. And it is a he, right? Now look again. As part of the Hidden World of Girls, the series we produce with the Kitchen Sisters, we're going to hear about a young woman hunter. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says about 300,000 girls under age 16 are hunting. NPR's Tamara Keith traveled to Wayne County, Mississippi, to spend a weekend with one of those girls.
My name is Megan Aver. I'm 15, and we're going to my cheerleading competition in Waynesboro, Mississippi. It's the Magnolia Cheer Competition, the first annual that we've ever had. And they say it, and they say it.
I have brown hair and brown eyes. I'm short. I like to cheer. I like to hunt. I get really good grades in school. I keep an A.
Looking at Megan in her orange and blue cheerleading uniform, you'd never guess that this girl could shoot a rifle, could kill a deer with a single shot. Her hair is teased up and pinned back into a poof.
So let's have a big warm welcome for Wayne County High School.
Megan is tiny, one of the girls who flips through the air like a rag doll. And on this day, she lands every stunt. But the team comes in second place out of two. Megan is quiet on the drive home. Maybe she'll have better luck hunting deer on Sunday. Megan started hunting when she was in fourth grade. Her dad hunts every spare minute he can get.
He would ask every time he went if we wanted to go. And one time I was like, yeah, I want to go. I thought it would be pretty cool, you know, and I just loved it.
For Megan's mom, Marcy Hebert, it was a bit of a surprise that her little girl wanted to hunt.
She wanted to do it, as a matter of fact, before my son did. And she went out there. Of course, a lot of the girls up here hunt.
It took a year of hunting before Megan killed her first deer. It was a doe.
I started shaking when I put the gun up, so he had to hold it steady for me.
But she did it. She hit the doe in the shoulder.
I kept saying, she didn't do that. You did that, telling my husband. And he's like, no, she did. He said, I took the gun off safety and she shot it.
And Megan was hooked.
I just like peace and quiet, and you just get to sit there and wait. And then, you know, if there's little ones out there, you get to watch them play around. And like, if they're with their moms, I think it's cute. Because, you know, you can't kill them yet. But, you know, when they grow up, it's really good food. I don't know. I just like it.
The family gets all the red meat it needs for a whole year during hunting season.
Are you wearing those pants, Megan?
Yeah.
Are those your new ones or your old ones?
It's 5:30 and we're getting ready to leave to go hunting.
Let's go.
It's still way before dawn and freezing cold when Megan and Marcy load into the truck and head out to the spot where the family hunts. It's a private wooded area. They have a stand, a small, slightly elevated shack with slits for windows. And there's a feeder off in the distance that occasionally spreads corn and protein pellets on the ground. Among hunters, baiting is controversial. It's illegal in some states, but standard practice here in Mississippi. Marcy lights a propane camp heater inside the stand, but it's still cold.
Basically what you watch for is at the edge of the tree line, you watch for movement.
The sun's coming up. Nothing's out yet. That's about it.
Megan is updating her Facebook status on her BlackBerry.
What are you saying in your status?
Sitting in the stand, freezing, waiting for the deer to come out.
She's texting, too, and occasionally nodding off. And Marcy says this is how it goes, sitting side by side in the quiet, staring out at trees and grass, hoping to see a deer, and breaking the boredom with text messages.
She and I get out there a lot of times. We text back and forth sitting in the stand. That's how I learned how to text. I was sitting in the deer stand with her.
A little before 9 in the morning, they give up. They go back to the house empty-handed. And Megan's little brother is gloating. He's killed a deer. It's his second one of the weekend. She's jealous.
And, like, every time he goes hunting, almost every time he kills something.
It's been 5 years since the last time she got one, partly because she hasn't had as much time to hunt now that she's on the varsity cheerleading squad, but partly it's luck, the right deer walking into the right spot at the right time.
I just want to get a buck. I don't care how big, I just want a buck.
In the afternoon, they go back out, hoping for that buck. And they wait and wait, and then a spike. A young buck walks into the clearing near the feeder. He's about 120 pounds, with just two small antlers.
You can shoot a spike.
Betcha I can.
Megan starts texting excitedly.
You better put the phone down and put the gun up.
She does. Megan is tense, focused as she gets the deer in her sight.
You got him. You got him.
The deer runs about 50 feet before collapsing. The shot is clean and fatal, just behind the front leg. Megan has her buck.
Some guys think, you know, okay, well, you're a girl, you can't kill a deer. Well, you know, I can say, yeah, I've killed two of them. What now? You know? Not a lot of people can say that.
Mother and daughter come out of hiding in the deer stand, grab the lifeless spike by the legs, and hoist him into the back of the truck.
One, two, three.
There are bragging rights in the bed of that truck, and venison. Within the hour, Megan's dad will butcher the deer, filling a cooler with the meat. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
We've got photos of Megan with her first deer and her second at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.